Lekutei Sicha is Chelek Yotes Parshas Devorim Sicha Aleph. With the beginning of a new sefer, Baruch Hashem for the Schos, Sefer Devorim, the Rebbe in the first Sicha in Chelek Yotes teaches us a profound lesson about our mission in this long Golos and how this journey and our efforts and challenge and exile lifts us up and prepares us for a full and ultimate redemption. Parshas Devorim begins with words of rebuke. Moshe is addressing the nation before his passing and reviewing the journey that they have taken and the errors they have made as they progressed from Sinai. The first pasuk in Parshas Devorim reads, Eila hadvorim asher dibar Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever hayarden bamidbar ba'arava. These are the words which Rashi explains to mean as these words of rebuke. These were words of rebuke. And Moshe lists the places where they angered God. The incidents are not specified, only alluded to out of respect to Bnei Yisrael. Verse 2, Pasuk Beis, which is the Pasuk that our Sicha discusses, reads, Echad asar yom mechirev derech harseir ad Kadesh Barnea. It's an 11-day journey from Chirev by way of Harseir to Kadesh Barnea. Regarding this Pasuk, Chazal have said, and Rashi brings their explanation and says, that the nation traveled from Chirev to Kadesh Barnea, a journey meant to take 11 days in 3 days. And by mentioning this detail, Moshe adds to the rebuke. Rashi, quoting the words, Echad Osar Yom Mechayrev, 11 days from Chayrev to Harseir, explains these words to mean that Moshe rebukes the nation with these words, saying, Ru'u Magaramtem, look what you caused. Ein lachem derech ktsara mechayrev lekadosh Barnea. There is no shorter route from chayrev to kadosh Barnea. Va'af hu mahalach echad asar yoim, then 11 days. Va'atem halachtem meisei b'shloisha yomim, but you actually took this journey in only 3 days. And Rashi calculates based on the verses in Chumash that they traveled from Chayrev on the 20th of Iyar, on the 29th of Sivan, they sent spies from Kadesh Barnea. In the interim, they had stopped and spent 30 days at Kivris HaTaiva, 7 days at Chatzeres, while Miriam recovered from Tsaras. So the actual days of the journey from Chayrev to Kadesh Barnea took all of 3 days. And you, says Moshe, look what you caused. Kol kach hois ha-shechina mislabetes b'shvilchem. Hashem was so enthusiastic, Rashi continues and says. Moshe said to them, Hashem was so enthusiastic, l'maher b'yaschem la'aretz, about bringing you quickly to Eretz Yisrael, but u'b'shvil shekil kaltem heisev eschem svivois harseir arboim shana. But because you messed up, you ruined it, Hashem had you circling Harseir, the mountain of Seir, for 40 years. It would seem from Rashi's words that the words in the verse, Mahalech Yur Aleph Yoim, this journey from Chayriv to Kadesh Barnea is one of 11 days, is only the introduction to the actual rebuke in the verse. And the rebuke itself is that because you messed up your journey to Eretz Yisrael, contrary to the way Hashem wanted it, which was to bring you quickly to Eretz Yisrael in a supernatural way with haste, like the 3 days instead of the 11 days from Chayrev, instead became a journey of 40 days. But this leaves us with a question. While we can definitely see that this 11-day journey took only 3 days, these words is part of Moshe's rebuke, Why would we suggest that this is essentially the rebuke itself, while the words in the Pasuk that the journey from Chayrev to Kadosh Barnea is 11 days is only the introduction to the actual rebuke? After all, Rashi teaches the intention of the words in the verse. We glean from this that the rebuke is about the kind of journey they could have taken. Rather than time, the journey could have been one where Hashem hastened their arrival to Eretz Yisroel, or it could have been the exact opposite, due to their sins. An unusual 40 years of wandering took place. These two possibilities are incorporated by Moshe, says Rashi, into one continuum. If not by a miracle, then it's by the exact opposite of that miracle. Look what you caused, Moshe says, Rashi expresses. You took 3 days that would have been an 11-day journey. It was a miraculous shortening of your way. Hashem wanted to hastily bring you into Eretz Yisroel, but kilkaltem, you ruined it. And you encircled and traveled and journeyed for 40 years. And this was the opposite of what Hashem wanted. This idea that the journey of Bnei Yisrael in the desert takes place in one of two opposite ways actually explains a Tosfos on a perplexing discussion in Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a debate with a Baitusi. The sect of Baitusim were disciples of Baitus, who had separated himself from his teacher, Antignus Ish Seichai, and his teachings. The Baitusim did not believe in the oral law. They believed only in Torah Shebichtav, in the written law. The debate between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Baitus was about the opinion and position that the Baitusim took regarding the correct time of Atzeres, of the festival of Shavuos. Ignoring the oral tradition, or the oral law, the Baitusim said that as the verse in Torah which commands us about this festival says, Usfartem lochem imachras haShabbos, you shall count for yourselves on the morrow of the Shabbos, literally means Shabbos, and not the first day of Yom Tov, as the Chachamim, as the sages, taught it and explained it. To the foolish prattling of the Baitus, who gave a reason for their interpretation, his reason being that because Moshe loved the Yidden and he wanted them to have a two-day festival, 2 days of pleasure, he attached the one day of Shavuos, which is celebrated as one day in Eretz Yisroel, to a Shabbos, so that there would be 2 days of enjoyment, 2 days of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to this statement, quoted the Pasuk in our Parsha, that the journey from Chayrev was a journey of 11 days, Echad Asar Yom Me Chayrev, to Har Seir. In other words, if decisions are made based on Moshe's love for Israel, if it's about Moshe's love for the Yidden, then why did he delay them 40 years in the desert? Tosfos explains Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's choice of this verse, that it's an 11-day journey, as indication that they wandered for 40 years and that wandering wasn't the way the Eibishter wanted. It was the 3-day miraculous journey that was shortened from an 11-day journey. But the 3-day shortened journey isn't really relevant to the point Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is making. The 11-day journey, which became 40 years, ultimately of wandering, would also be sufficient to understand what it was that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to say. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's point that if Moshe was such a lover of Israel, Why did he extend the journey 40 years? But Rashi explains it as the Hashem had wanted for them to have a hasty journey to Eretz Yisrael. And once we understand this, and we understand the Rashi in greater depth, that it's about the type of journey they made, that if they weren't delayed for 40 long years in the desert, the journey would have been shortened, like that three-day miraculous journey from Chayrev. Then the idea becomes illuminated. But we still wonder, though, why it is indeed so that if they hadn't been delayed in the Midbar, the journey would have been a miraculous one, like the three-day journey. But why was this point something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt it necessary to emphasize in responding to the Baitusi, and therefore quotes the Pasuk? So indeed, this is what would have happened, that if they hadn't been delayed in the Midbar, the journey would have been a miraculous journey, like the 3 days from the 11. But how is this point relevant in his answer? How does this answer connect to the Baitusi's argument that Atzeres is the day after Shabbos because Moshe loves the Yidden and would want them to have a two-day holiday? We must conclude that the refutation and the rejection of the Baitusi's argument that Moshe set Shavuos for the day after Shabbos because he loves the Yidden and wants them to have a two-day holiday is indicated to in this idea that they were delayed 40 years in the desert, and that this delay was instead of not just a regular journey to Eretz Yisrael, but it replaced a miraculous, hasty journey to Eretz Yisrael. Regarding this debate between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Baitusi, it has been previously explained at length, and the Rebbe has discussed, that when the details of our sages debating with peoples of other nations, or similarly with people like the Baitusim, are incorporated into Torah, and Torah is truth, this tells us unequivocally that within the intellectual aspect of Torah there is space for their arguments, and that these answers or rebuttals or refutations that the sages give are in fact the truth of the essence of the Torah of truth. Thereby we can resolve the particular argument of the Baitusi who said Moshe Rabbeinu loves the Jewish nation and therefore established a two-day festival attaching the day of Yom Tov to Shabbos. He didn't lay this on God, but rather on Moshe Rabbeinu, who according to the Baitusi, out of his love for the Jew, established Shavuos so. The Baitusi is establishing his opinion on the words Mimacharas HaShabbos, on the morrow of the Shabbos, not on the fact that Moshe established this. He is basing his argument on a verse in Torah, because the Baitusim regarded only the written Torah as important and rejected the oral Torah. But then this is interesting, because the Baitusi is bringing an argument about Moshe's love for the Jews, and this argument is not something that has a source in written law. We can understand this as follows. Our sages have brought proof over and over, and from several sources, including this source in Gemara, that Shavuos lands on the 50th day, counting from the day following the first day of Pesach. Therefore, accordingly, there is no scriptural foundation for the argument of the Baitusim. Rather, the Baitusim argued that Moshe Rabbeinu established that Shavuos begins always the day after Shabbos. In other words, their argument, Pesach would always begin Shabbos, and that's how the calendar should be established and adjusted, according to the Baitusim, so that these dates would match up and so the Tzvira could be counted, beginning, as the Chachomim say, the second day after Yom Tov begins, and as they, the Baitusim, say, the second day following Shabbos. And the calendar, the months, should be established and adjusted in this way so that the dates would match up, so that the nation could enjoy 2 days of festival, Shabbos, and then a day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai first and primarily refuted this argument with a statement that they were delayed in the desert for 40 years. He then continues in bringing proof from the Psukim that no such date was established by Moshe, because the Psukim tell us that there needs to be two possibilities when a Yom Tov occurs on Shabbos and when Yom Tov begins during the week. So clearly the opinion of the Baitusim was wrong, even from Torah Shebechtav. But the primary refutation that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai uses is the delay in the desert for 40 years to their argument that Moshe established this because he loved the nation. What we seem to see here is that the Baitusim had a leg to stand on in their argument that Moshe loved the Jews and therefore he established Shavuos this way. And what we also seem to see is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai questions their argument. But how can it be possible to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai challenges their statement that Moshe loved the Yidden and so he established 2 days of Oneg, 2 days of pleasure? Was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai challenging Moshe's love for the nation? To properly understand this, we need to correctly fathom what really defines Moshe's love of Yidden. Moshe's love isn't defined by the way the Baitusim understood it, that if Moshe loves the Yidden, then surely he wants them to have the pleasure of a 2-day Yom Tov. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu's love of the Yidden is far deeper than the Baitusim's understanding of it, and quite different. And Moshe Rabbeinu's love of the nation isn't always seen in observable and obvious moments of pleasure, like 2 days of Yom Tov. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brings these words of reproof and rebuke, where Moshe mentions the 11 days journey from Chayrev. Externally, these words appear as rebuke and punishment, but in truth, these very words represent the great and deep love Moshe had for the Yidden. As the Medrash Dvorim Rabbah says on our Parsha, in reference to these words of rebuke, Moshe, who loved them, rebuked them. Shavuos is directly associated with the counting of Sfira. Jews count 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos. But that 50th day isn't a day that's counted. It's a day that's gifted and bestowed upon us from above. For 49 days, we put in the effort of working on our middos and counting the progress we make as we ascend from level to level. And that effort, however little it may be, is sanctified manifold in comparison from above. So back to the Baitusi's argument. Since the 50th day, Shavuos, comes from above, then the lead-up, the day of preparation for this day, too needs to be a day that isn't dependent upon us, but rather a day of holiness sanctioned by God, like, and this would be, the day of Shabbos, a day of pleasure, not of effort and work. The days that precede it, the 49 days of counting, prepare one to be a vessel for what Hashem will give us on the 50th day on Atzeres. But Shavuos and the evening that immediately precede it are beyond what man can prepare and higher than one's service. So surely this day is meant to be Shabbos. And that is how the Baitusi understood Mimachras HaShabbos, on the morrow of the Shabbos. This understanding of the Baitusim regarding the day of Shavuos, the day of the giving of the Torah, tells us also what the Baitusim understood regarding the Torah in its entirety. They believed only in Torah Shebechtav, in the written and not in the oral law. The difference between the written and oral law is that the written law is God's word recorded by Moshe, given to us from above completely, and the understanding or grasp by the one who studies it is not that significant. In this context, in the context of the written law, the mitzvah is to study, but it is not necessary that we grasp this, the written Torah, Torah Shebechtav. The oral law, Torah Shebal Peh, is Torah as it becomes imminent within the framework of human understanding and is then taught and revealed by the sages of the generation to each generation. And we then work to understand and grasp these teachings and even to find new illuminations in Torah. In the written Torah, this is not the case, however. One may not add nor leave out. So the Baitusim, who believed only in Torah Shebichtav, see only that the Torah comes from above, in which case Shavuos, the time of the giving of the Torah, too follows Shabbos, a day whose energy is from above, and that Moshe established it this way out of love for the Jews, so we would have 2 days of such divine pleasure. Their error, of course, is in that they fail to understand that Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, was also given at Sinai. Everything we learn, so to speak, and understand with our own seichel, too, is the Torah of God. It has only descended in such a way that it can be grasped by human intellect. In fact, the purpose of Matan Torah, the bonding of upper and lower worlds, is achieved through this. When one labors to understand Torah and it arrives at an understanding, he owns this. And the Torah that he learns becomes bonded with him in a wondrous bond. Since the purpose of the giving of the Torah is this bond of higher and lower realms, that which is beyond man and creation must too become unified with human intellect. So it turns out that to get to Matan Torah, the effort in the counting of Sfira is needed. As Chassidus explains, the idea behind the words in Torah, in Parshas Emor, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, count 50 days, even that 50th day, which we don't actually count, which comes milmaila from above, becomes manifest through us, through our work in Sfiras HaOmer. And that is the way you prepare for the giving of the Torah. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brought proof from the words Moshe delayed them in the desert 40 years. The purpose of admonishment and punishment in Torah, Torah being a Torah of kindness, is zichuch, purification, and cleansing the sinner from the stain of his sins. The 40 years in the desert, decreed upon the nation, was primarily to awaken the nation to a closer bond with God, certainly to help them avoid repeating the sin of the Meraglim in the future, not to punish them for the sin of the Meraglim. Those 40 years were filled with challenges, some of which they withstood as a nation, and some of which necessitated tshuva, deepening their connection to God to the extent that nothing could disturb it. In other words, the great love of the Yidden that Moshe had brought him to delay, to wanting this delay of 40 years in the desert, until the nation would enter the land of Eretz Yisrael, the land that Hashem can't tear his eyes away from. On a level, they would enter at a level of Hadveikim b'Hashem Aleikechem, completely connected and bonded to God. And this happened through the work and the effort, and through the journeys and the tests and the wanderings. Now we understand why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai quoted this verse specifically, Echad Asar Yoy Mechayrev. It's an 11-day journey from Chayrev. indicating that Moshe's love was seen and that he needed to take them through the desert so that they could enter prepared into Eretz Yisrael. But that journey through the desert could happen in one of two ways. The Shekhinah could have taken them hastily, without concern for nether boundaries, boundaries of our physical realm, but with no effort on the part of the nation, and thus unearned. Or Bnei Yisrael, with long journeys and a delay of 40 years, with many tests and challenges to withstand, acquiring in this way purification and elevation, owning this journey and earning Eretz Yisrael. The Baitusi thought that Moshe, who loved the Yidden, should choose this rapid arrival in Eretz Yisrael. It should be a quick journey of pleasure bestowed on them from on high. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was showing him that delaying them in the desert is true love, because this demanded their effort and their work and their connection. In fact, our final Golus too, which has lasted so long, is only so that we are purified in preparation for our redemption, that this purification comes through our efforts. Now, if we get a move on this Aveda in a manner of being worthy and earning Moshiach, we have the value of our own efforts and the value that Hashem hastens Moshiach's coming. And so redemption has both attributes of having worked for and achieved redemption through our efforts, and a speedy redemption, a gift from above, particularly as all the deadlines for Mashiach have passed. And may this be in the ultimate, final, and complete redemption with Mashiach Tzidkenu speedily now.